This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. It's 11:06. Joining us on the line from Green Bay, Wisconsin, where I once was driving to Lambeau Field, and I heard KMOX coming in loud and clear like I was at Highway 40 in Spady, is Joe Buck, the voice of Fox Sports on this 5:40 kickoff between the Seahawks and the Packers, and a proud KMOX alum. How are you, Joe?
I'm actually at Highway 40 in Spady, so I've got to get to Green Bay. Will you?
Pardon me.
I'm going to set the phone down and just hit the gas pedal.
You need to get into a jet immediately and get up there. What's the weather like up there?
It's not bad. They were forecasting kind of a typical January Green Bay day for most of the week. The temperatures, the high keeps dropping.
Whoa, we got a little interference on your line there, Joe. Let's see if we can hear that again. Bring it back up, James. Let's see what.
Can you hear?
Yeah, we got like a. It's weird. It's kind of like a tone kind of came over the phone there for a second. I'll tell you what. Why don't we call Joe back and just reconnect there? That was really interesting. I don't know that I've ever heard that before over a cell phone. It must be one of those fancy Fox phones that he's got going on there. But we'll get right back with Joe. They have Lambeau Field is going to be electric tonight. I would say of all the NFL stadiums that I was able to visit when I traveled with the Rams, Lambeau Field is number one, numero uno. I don't think there's any doubt. Joe, let's try this connection and see. Yeah, it sounds better. It was weird. It was like a tone came over your phone, drowning you out. I don't know that I've heard that before.
I think it was the ghost of Mr. Hyland dipping into our connection because we're talking about a game that's going to be on TV.
I was just about to say, don't ever talk about television. This is radio.
Oh, my God. I got called into the carpet many times, I'm sure. Well, you guys have changed locations, but out of the studio, that red phone lit up, and I had to go in and apologize because I was talking about where the Cardinals game was on TV that week.
We still have the white phone in the KMOX sports office, and we still have a reel-to-reel machine that we actually don't use, but we have new people will come into the station and be like, what is that over there?
Yeah, that's like looking at a telegraph machine. That's something that we used to work with. But what I was saying was it's a typical Green Bay day. It's not going to be heavy with precipitation. They were thinking there was going to be a ton of snow on the ground. The storm kind of went east of here, so it's going to be cold. I mean, around 20. But everybody's kind of used to that up here. And then the Seahawks played in that crazy negative degree day against Minnesota a few years ago. So they keep telling us that they're not worried about any kind of temperature issue. So as long as the field's good and the footing's good, I mean, it'll be uncomfortable for the participants, but it's not going to be crazy weather-wise.
I love this quarterback matchup. Russell Wilson for the Seahawks, he's just a winner. He gets things done. And on the other side, Aaron Rodgers has an opportunity here. This is one of the better teams he's been on, a real chance to win a Super Bowl. It starts today against the Seahawks. But love the matchup, don't you, Joe?
Yeah, it's a great. I mean, yeah, they've got kind of a nice little rivalry going that's built up over the years, and it started at least Green Bay side with Favre before Aaron Rodgers. This is the fourth time they've met in the postseason. The home team has won the first three games of the postseason matchups. I mean, it's really hard, as you know, to play in Seattle as a road team, and it's just as hard for other reasons to play as the road team, especially this time of year at Lambeau Field. But I do. I like Aaron Rodgers against Russell Wilson. I like these two teams going against one another. Seattle's a little bit more banged up, especially on their offensive line. And then Green Bay, they've been healthy all year, and they're 13-3, and they're the number two seed, but they're kind of overlooked. And I think it's because the numbers aren't that typical Aaron Rodgers-type season. And we'll just find out, you know, how they come out of the gate. They've had rest. They've got a great running back in Aaron Jones, and I think they're going to ride him as much as they're going to ride Aaron Rodgers to try to win this game on a cold day at home.
Yeah, this is a good football team in Green Bay for sure. And Seattle at Green Bay today at 5:40 on Fox. Winner of that game goes to San Francisco to play the 49ers in Santa Clara, Joe. And the 49ers beat the Vikings 27-10. How about the job they've done out there? That team was dominant defensively yesterday.
Yeah, and I think all of us at Fox take some pride, even though, you know, obviously we all think of John Lynch as a hell of a safety and probably will be in the Hall of Fame someday. But he was with us, and it was covering postseason games and covering games in NFL that he got to know Kyle Shanahan when the Falcons went to the Super Bowl 3 years ago. And that's really what started their relationship. And when Shanahan got hired, they kind of went in as a package deal. And you think about all the talent that they've added. Think about all the injuries they've gone through in 2019, now 20. And they've come out the other side. Now all of a sudden they're really healthy. They got that extra week of rest. They're good. You know, I don't know that people give Garoppolo enough credit. But they've got a three-headed monster running back. They've got a great tight end. They've got a really good defense. They got Quan Alexander back there. They are, I think they're the number one seed for a reason. I think they're the most dangerous team in the NFC, and I think either one of these two teams going to San Francisco is going to have a really tough time getting to the Super Bowl going through the 49ers.
And then today, 2:05, you have the Chiefs hosting the Texans, and the winner of that will be taking on, can you believe it, the Tennessee Titans. They win it again. They beat the Ravens 28-12. If they make it, it would be the first Super Bowl for them since they lost to the St. Louis Rams 20 years ago. Hard to believe that that was 20 years ago, first of all. But secondly, the Titans and what they've done. What a story, Mike Vrabel and his crew.
Yeah, obviously he learned from one of the best with Belichick in New England. He was a really great player. And I think he's kind of a no-nonsense coach. I don't know that he would be considered in the category of a player's coach. I think he's tough. I don't think he puts up with a lot of stuff. Henry's been unbelievable. They rode him again last night. And Ryan Tannehill, how ironic would it be for him to go back or to go to a Super Bowl but go back to Miami, which is where, you know, he was a first-round draft pick, and things didn't obviously work out well there. And he signed on to back up Mariota. And ever since he took over, that team's been almost impossible to beat. So they're a great story. I think, you know, whoever wins this game today is going to be the favorite still. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I certainly believe that with Kansas City. Kansas City's defense finally kicked it into gear there down the stretch in the month of December. And if they combine a better defense, really just an average defense with what they can do offensively, with Hill and Kelsey and obviously the great young Patrick Mahomes at quarterback, that's a really good team with a head coach who's been to a Super Bowl. And, you know, I would put them as the clear favorite in the AFC, even at this point with a game to go later today.
Just a few minutes left with Joe Buck, kind enough to join us from Green Bay before the Packers take on the Seahawks in this divisional round. You'll have the NFC Championship next week in San Francisco, winner of this game against the 49ers. And then you will get the Super Bowl on Sunday, February 2nd in Miami. Joe, what does it mean to you to put on the headset and call the most popular football game in the world and one of the biggest sporting events in the world?
It's a thrill. It's intimidating a bit. It's fun. It's nerve-wracking, and I'm glad it's every 3 years and not every year. It's, you know, you get that hype in the 2 weeks of build-up, and you get a million storylines, and everybody's got an opinion, and then, you know, eventually they kick off, and that's kind of my experience with it. Eventually they do put the ball in the air, and there's one team trying to go one way and another team trying to go the other, and you just sit back and call it and do what you've done all year. But you can let it get in your head a little bit, and you try to avoid that. You know, you're going to have over 100 million people watching, and it's, you know, I've been in plenty of Super Bowl parties. I think it's a stretch to say people are actually keyed in to everything the announcers are saying. Maybe the game's on mute, but it's fun, and I'll make it a family affair. My wife will be there. My daughters will be there. And so we try to enjoy it. And, you know, being in Miami and South Beach in good weather, that's kind of an added bonus.
Oh, that's excellent. And meanwhile, we're having a good old time back here in St. Louis. I mean, I think it's enjoyable to watch the NFL again. You just kick back and watch games and see what unfolds. But I think you sit on a Stanley Cup championship and an NL Central title. You have to feel pretty good about yourself if you're a St. Louisan, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, we walked in from dinner last night and the football game was on, the Titans game was on, and I was over in the corner doing work and on my iPad was the Blues game. And she's like, I will be damned if we're watching that Blues game right now or watching the football game. I was like, well, you are. I was watching the Blues take down the Rangers. And, you know, I just don't know that there's a head coach in any sport doing a better job than Berube is doing with the Blues. I really don't. I think he is head and shoulders above his peers in that league right now, and I think he's getting the most out of what he has night in and night out. They buy in, they play hard, and I don't know that that there's a more serious evaluation of a head coach than how do the guys play for him in any sport. And I think these guys just lay it on the line for him every night. I think he keeps them guessing in a good way a little bit. The lineup changes and you have to earn your way in, and it shows, because every night they just come to play and they're a joy to watch.
Just a quick thought on the Cardinals so far this offseason. Any expectations here moving forward? Do you think they need another piece?
Oh, God, yeah. But I like the trade a lot, getting Liberatore from Tampa Bay. I think they, you know, my two-bit analysis is they have a lot of the same pieces, a lot of clutter and not a lot of clarity with who fits where, and a lot of moving parts. And I think that getting, you know, you don't want to say you get rid of guys, and obviously Martinez was a hell of a hitter, but I think feels like more of an American League player. You get rid of some of those unknowns and you start focusing in on what the lineup is, what the bench looks like. I just think that's the way to go. So you turn two guys into a top young left-handed pitching prospect. I love that trade. But, yeah, they need a piece. I don't know if it's Ozuna. I don't know that I'd go crazy for him, but they need somebody else in that lineup as a presence to really set up what happens before and after in their batting order. So I don't know what it is. I mean, if it is Arenado and they somehow come up with a deal to get him from Colorado, I think he's top 3-4 players in the league. He's a genius at third base. He's a tremendous hitter, and above all that, he is a great guy. He's one of the best guys I've met in the game in 20 years. And I think St. Louis would just eat him up. So, you know, it's easy for us to spend their money, but they've got money. And if they can make the players fit, there's no way that you can say, well, we can't afford Nolan Arenado. That doesn't wash with me. So they got to figure out a way, if that's possible, who knows, to get that done. Short of that, yeah, they have to bring back Ozuna or they have to get some piece, because right now I still don't think they have enough in their lineup to win it all. And I think that's the goal, not just winning the division.
Pretty fun to think about. John Mozeliak's coming up at 11:30, by the way. That's a tease.
Yeah, well, good. Let's pin him to the wall. I want to hear. Is
let's
Arenado
get
a possibility? I want to see him in St. Louis. And by the way, as much as St. Louis and their fans would eat up Arenado would eat up St. Louis. He would love the feel that we have in the city about that team. That makes way too much sense. They just have to get it done, or, you know, let's just pull the pin on it now and stop everybody from, you know, ridiculous talk. Make him say yes, he's a possibility, or no, and move on in your lives and go somewhere else.
He will try to avoid talking about a single player, but we're going to give it a shot. Joe, I pulled a Joe Buck. I'm not going to say I pulled a Joe Buck yesterday because I did it as a fan, but I think you'd be proud of this effort. So I went to the IU Ohio State game yesterday in Bloomington.
Oh,
I saw your colleague, Gus Johnson, chatted with him for a minute. Then I got in the car, drove to St. Louis, and made it for Blues Rangers last night. That's not a bad little doubleheader right there.
No, that's good. That's great. That's, That's kind of a perfect day. By the way, I don't even know. Did IU win?
They did. Yep. Hoosiers won, yeah. 66-54.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good win.
Yeah. Oh, and the Blues, so you got a doubleheader win, too, on top of it. No. You were rewarded for your effort.
Oh, a big smile on my face last night, that's for sure. Joe, I appreciate this very much. Great to have you on KMOX, as always. Have a great call today at Lambeau.
Okay, Tommy. See ya.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.